A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Let the wicked say, "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, God will defend him and deliver us from his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the letter of St. James. Beloved, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. Where do wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet but do not possess. You kill and envy but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask but do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
who possess the glory of Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. And then he sat down, he called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed.
Today in the readings, we see Jesus having to scold the apostles. You know, I'm just glad that the church back then wasn't much different than the church back now. You know, it's pretty, you know, they're arguing in the second reading, and now they're arguing in the gospel in front of Jesus without letting Jesus hear. He just teaches them that I'm going to have to suffer and die, right? And do they listen? No. They start talking, who amongst us is the greatest? And again, it goes against exactly what the second reading talks about, because the second reading talks about where's jealousy and selfish ambition exist. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist. That's exactly what the apostles are showing today. Jealousy and ambition, selfish ambition, there you go, where that exists. So they're showing us how this happens. And so what God is trying to tell us, I believe, today is we got to go against those things. We got to listen to him. And he's trying to tell us three things: be humble, be a servant, and be a child. Be humble, be a servant, and be a child. Now, first of all, the humility thing, which we've all talked about, and I know some of you laugh every time I speak about humility because of all people to be speaking about it, it's me. But humility, of course, is just the truth of the situation. I think that too many people, when they focus on humility, they think that when I go around saying, I'm a worm, I'm no good, I'm just a sinner, you know, who am I, that's humility. But Jesus and Mary are the greatest examples of humility. And I never hear them say anything like that. Have you? And if they've never, well, they weren't sinners, Father. Yeah, I know. But they still showed us that even when you and I focus on, oh, I'm just a sinner and I'm no good and I'm weak and not that, the whole focus is on ourselves. Again, it's all on us, even in our humility. And humility should be the forgetfulness of self, never the focus on self. So he's calling us to be humble, not worrying about what our position will be in heaven or what we're going to do or who the greatest is and who of us are doing the best stuff. Forget it. It isn't about that at all. It's forgetting about ourselves completely. Secondly, he calls us to be servants. And we've been talking about that in the last couple weeks. It keeps coming back about how God wants us to serve. And I'll never forget years ago, one of the people I married, they've been married over 20 some years now. I don't know how that happens. But when he got engaged, he was at Franciscan University. And he got engaged in his bedroom, or her bedroom, I forget which one it was. Now you might sit there and think, where's this going, Father? And you know what he did when he got engaged in her bedroom or his bedroom, whatever it was? Everybody was downstairs, don't worry, nothing weird was going on. But he got out a pitcher and a basin, and he started washing her feet. And he says, could I serve you for the rest of my life? Would you be my wife? Whoa. Now, I know all you guys said, oh, that's what I'd like to do. Shut up. Not one of you would like to do that. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Are you kidding me? To look at your spouse and say, what I want to do for the rest of my life is serve you? But that's where all service got to begin, with our spouses and with our children. It begins in the family. You know, sometimes people come and they want to serve at the church all the time, if only. But they're not serving their families. Your family got to be the place you serve first, where you truly serve your spouse, you truly serve your children, you truly serve your parents. The one who is going to be greatest is the one who serves. Will we let that enter into our heart? Will we hear that? The one who is the greatest is the one who serves, who is the servant. And then he calls, and think of the imagery of this. He takes a child, and he calls the child in front of him, and he puts his arm around him. You know, now we're not allowed to touch anybody. But he put his arms around this child, and he says, taking the child, he placed it in their midst, putting his arms around him. Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives the Father. Now, in my office all these years since we've been here, I have this picture, which I will... And I love this picture because it's Jesus as a child. So for those of you watching, I don't know if you can see this or not, but this is Joseph and this is Jesus. And it's a portrait by Christopher Santer. And I just love it because if you look at Jesus, he's very like insecure, if you will. He's holding Joseph's hands. And he's kind of shy. And he's just looking at us not as the powerful God, man, but as a boy. And so when Jesus is calling all of us to become like children, we need to have this image. Whoever receives a child in my name will receive me. That we gotta, this child, it gotta be about others and not about us again. Almost that shy humility that I don't know everything. Can you help me? I don't know everything. Can you help me? Often, we think we know everything, including me. And that's not the way of the Savior. The way of our Savior is that we become humble, we become servants, and we become childlike. Jesus, who the God of the universe cannot contain, became a little boy, became a young man, became a teenager, and became a man who died for us on the cross. And he said, see what I did? I did it all for you. I want you to do the same. And so today, we come before the Lord. We see the bad example of the apostles and we say, Lord, I don't want to be like that, but you got to help me because in myself, I want to be the center of attention. In myself, I'm ambitious. In myself, I don't want to be a child. I want to lead and tell everybody else how to do their lives. Give me the grace to change. Give me the grace to be like you. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now we're not done. We still have an announcement for those of you at home that are listening to me. So often, so many of you listen to me all every Sunday on Podbean and on YouTube. And so again, this is our once a year where we ask people to, in 2 weeks, 12 days, we have our Oktoberfest. So we want to make sure that you feel welcome to come here. It's the first weekend of October, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we really need people this year. We're going to have people volunteer and everything, which we'll talk about after at the announcement time. But for those of you at home, encourage you, please come to our website at stjosephbol.org, stjosephbol.org, and you can find out all about it. We have tours of this beautiful church here, those of you who are in the area. And you can come up and get to see the church, get to meet me, get to meet my wonderful parishioners here. You can also, if you really, you know, we're only a church of 404 families. We're a very small church, and we're an inner city parish. So we survive by our Oktoberfest. So if you could help us out, you can buy baskets for as small as 50 cents a basket. You can do it online if you go to St. Joe's. josephbol.org. There's right on there. You hit Oktoberfest and it'll take you to all the baskets. There's over 150 fantastic baskets. And if you really want to help us out with a great chance, as we've been talking, go there and you can get a raffle ticket on our 2021 Porsche Boxster. It's outside. It's all red with a black top. And you can get that at $77,000 car with only about 30 miles on it, if there's even that. Because they brought it here and it's been sitting out in front of the church ever since. We just drive it around the block every week to make sure it's staying good. And then, or if you don't want that, you can get $50,000. So you can help us out. We really, really need your help. Last year we sold 42,000 tickets because we only were $10 each. This year they're $100 each and we're only going to sell 4,000. So you're much better odds this year. But I encourage you, please, if you could help us out, we need your help. Thank you very much, and God bless you.